Tomika Gori discusses 6 things you can do to stay focused on what matters. Tomika Gori says think of your mind as an arrow, always aiming at your goal and getting faster and more accurate over time. In order to keep your focus, you'll need to keep your mind sharp, just like a well-made arrow. With an increasing number of distractions and things competing for our attention, staying focused on what matters can be difficult at times. These 7 simple tips from Tomika Gori will help you hone your focus and get more out of your workday in the process. In order to achieve success in life, it's important to be able to stay focused on what matters. You don't have time to waste on your days off between working hard at the office, running errands, and spending time with your family. You need every free moment you can get to relax and recharge before the next day of work starts again. 1. Embrace the fact that distractions will occur. Although we're all addicted to our phones, it's possible to improve your ability to focus by using a technique called mindfulness. Essentially, mindfulness involves acknowledging that you're not able to concentrate at 100% capacity. Rather than berating yourself for being distracted, which just makes it harder for you to get back on track, accept distractions and refocus on your task. If you find that your concentration has strayed, take a deep breath and acknowledge what happened before refocusing on your work. Try implementing a quick 5-minute session of mindfulness whenever you find yourself constantly checking Instagram while working at your desk. 2. Focus on tasks, not on results. In order to focus on work, you must switch your thinking from worrying about achieving a goal, the result, to a process-oriented approach. Instead of asking, "Am I done yet?" ask yourself if you have completed all of your required tasks for today or for any particular time period. By refocusing your thoughts on what you need to do now, rather than on what result you are hoping to achieve later, you will be able to increase your productivity and find more satisfaction in your day-to-day work. This task-based approach can help diminish feelings of overwhelm as well as anxiety and depression. It also helps reduce procrastination because it's easier to stay focused when completing one step at a time towards a goal. 3. Say no to things that aren't a good use of your time and energy. The fastest way to waste time and energy is to say yes to things that are not in alignment with your goals. Yes, you may get some good things out of it, but they won't be as effective or fulfilling. If you have a lot on your plate, start saying no to anything that doesn't add value or align with what you are trying to accomplish. Once you get good at saying no, start saying yes only when it's something important for your development. Don't say yes just because you don't want to disappoint someone. Be mindful of how much time you spend doing things that aren't moving you forward toward your vision and goals. That's wasted time. Remember, time equals money. And if there's one thing we all need more of, it's money. Don't let other people waste yours by making unimportant requests. Make sure everything is aligned with your vision before saying yes. 4. Choose what you focus on wisely, but always look for ways to give back. It is a great way to keep your perspective in check and make sure you don't get lost in career success. The best way to stay focused on what matters is not to get distracted by the noise that society creates around us. Social media, our jobs, and/or even family can distract us from what really matters. Don't let them. According to Tomika Gori, it does take hard work, but if you focus on being happy with how far you have come along with being grateful for what you have, it will eventually become second nature to ignore distractions that pull your attention away from your goals. Seek ways to give back. Tomika Gori has always made time for those who need help so they can see there are people out there who do care about them no matter their situation or background. 5. Become comfortable with discomfort. Tomika Gori says it's a lot easier to resist discomfort than it is to embrace it, so it's important to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you can do that, you'll have greater self-discipline and won't get thrown off course when things go wrong or your world falls apart, which it will. For example, if you plan on losing weight but don't change your diet, eventually you'll fall into old habits. At first, you might be able to suppress these urges with sheer willpower, but eventually, they'll win out and all of your hard work will collapse beneath them. Instead of resisting temptation and fighting against yourself, surrender to these cravings by accepting them as an inevitable part of life. 6. Know what you want, identify why you want it, and know how to get it. It's important to know why you want something. Maybe it's more money or better benefits, or a new job title. Whatever it is, make sure you know what it is and keep that goal in mind whenever you are trying to stay focused on your work. That way, when things get hard or dull, and they will, you have something to look forward to, your goal. Staying focused becomes easier if your dream is always in sight. The clearer your vision of what you want and why you want it, the more clarity gives both focus and determination a boost. Tamika believes without knowing where you're going, how can you ever expect to get there? If you don't understand where your end goal lies, then how can you be motivated to reach it? And even if somehow motivated, how do you hope to sustain that motivation until completion? All these questions point back to one fundamental fact: know what you want and why before anything else. Without a clearly defined goal at its heart, motivation crumbles under its own weight. But with such knowledge as guidance, perseverance has solid ground upon which to stand and therefore can weather any storm.